وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshroud you in his mercy. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue taking the khidmat of deen from you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa Qur'an al-Fajr, inna Qur'an al-Fajr kana mashhuda. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, today we're discussing the reward for saying the words with which salah is commenced. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, while we were offering salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person said, Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. Allah is great. Allah is great. Praise be to Allah in abundance. Glory be to Allah, morning and night. On hearing this, Rasulullah ﷺ asked, who said such and such words? A man from among the people said, I, O Rasulullah ﷺ. Rasulullah ﷺ said, I am astonished. The gates of heaven have been opened for them. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala says, I never left out these words ever since I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam making the statement. These words may be said after the first takbir, saying Allahu Akbar at the commence of the salah. The reward for saying the words which are said when raising one's head from ruku. Rif'ah ibn Rafi az-Zuraqi radiallahu ta'ala narrates, we were offering salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he raised his head from the ruku, he said, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. Allah has heard the one who praised him. A person behind him said, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ. O our sustainer, for you is abundant praise, praise that is pure and in which there is blessing. When Rasulullah ﷺ completed the salah, he asked, who was the person who spoke? The person said, it was I. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, I saw over 30 angels racing towards the words that you uttered to see which of them would be recorded. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah ﷺ said, when the Imam says, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, Allah has heard the one who praises him, you must say, Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd, or Rabbana walakal hamd, Rabbana lakal hamd. Surely he whose statements coincide with that of the angels, all his past sins are forgiven. And another narration states, you must say, O our sustainer, and for you is all praise. The reward for offering salah in congregation. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, salah offered in congregation is 27 times superior to salah offered individually. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah of a person offered in congregation is 25 times superior to his salah offered in his house and in his business place. This is because when he performs a perfect wudu and then goes to the masjid, leaving solely for the purpose of salah, then for every step that he takes, he is elevated by one rank and one sin is wiped off him. Then when he offers his salah, The angels continue praying for him as long as he remains in his place of salah. The angels say, O Allah, send salutations to him. O Allah, have mercy on him. And you are considered to be already in salah as long as you remain waiting for the salah in congregation to commence. Another narration states that the angels pray as follows, O Allah, forgive him. O Allah, relent to him. They continue praying thus as long as he does not harm anyone and as long as he does not commit any evil therein. Ad-Dimyati rahmatullah alayhi says, the words leaving solely for the purpose of salah means that this great reward can only be acquired if he leaves his house with the intention of offering salah and nothing else. If he leaves with the intention of salah and some other purpose as well, he will not acquire the full reward for his footsteps, but he will acquire multiple rewards for the salah because he is offering it in congregation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the superiority of a person's salah in congregation is over 20 times more than his salah offered alone. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates, whoever would like to meet Allah Jalla Jalaluhu tomorrow as a Muslim should safeguard these salahs where the call for them is made, that is in the masjids. Surely Allah prescribed for your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the ways of guidance, and these salahs are from among the ways of guidance. If you were to offer them in your houses, as this person who remains behind offers them in his house, you would be abandoning the sunnah of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you abandon the sunnah of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will certainly go astray. A person who performs wudu beautifully and then goes towards one of the masjids, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly records a good deed for every step that he takes, raises his rank by one, and wipes out one sin from him. I remember when none from among us, that is the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would abstain from salah in congregation except a hypocrite whose hypocrisy was well known. I also remember when a person would be brought to the masjid while taking support between two people until he was made to stand in the row, the saf of salah. The following is related in another narration. Surely Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the ways of guidance. One of the ways of guidance is offering salah in the masjid in which the azan is called. The words taking support between two people mean that he is helped on either side, they hold him by his underarms and walk him to the masjid. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever performs a complete wudu, walks to offer a compulsory salah, offers it with the imam, then his sins are forgiven for him. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most pleased with salah offered in congregation. As Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever offers salah for 40 days with congregation together with the first takbir, there is takbir al-ula, then two securities are written in his favor, security from the hellfire and security from hypocrisy. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallam used to say, whoever offers salah with congregation in a masjid for 40 days without missing the first rakat of Isha salah, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu records salvation from the hellfire in his favor. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala narrates, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Fajr salah for us. He then asked, is so and so person present? The companion said, no. He then asked, is so and so person present? The companion said, no. He said, surely these two salahs are most difficult on the hypocrites. If you all knew the reward that is for these two salahs, then you would attend them even if you had to crawl on your knees. Surely the first row is like the row of the angels. Had you known the virtue of it, you would have hastened towards him. A person offering a salah when another person is purer than he offering it alone. His salah with two persons is purer than his offering it with one person, the more the number of people offering salat together, the more beloved it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thabit ibn Ashyam al-Laythi radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah of two people, one leading and the other following, is purer in the sight of Allah than the salah of four people, each one offering it individually. The salah of four people in congregation is purer in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the salah of eight people, each one offering it individually. The salah of eight people with one of them as imam is purer in the sight of Allah than 100 people, each one offering it individually. The reward for he who offers the Isha and Fajr salats in congregation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. And keep the recitation of the Quran at dawn. Surely the recitation of the Quran at dawn is witnessed by the angels. The commentator says this refers to the Fajr Salah. The angels of the night and the day witness it. As Uthman radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever offers the Isha Salah in congregation is as though he spent half the night in worship. And whoever offers the Fajr Salah in congregation is as though he spent the entire night in worship. Imam Abu Darda rahmatullah alayhi and Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi narrates the above tradition as follows. Whoever offers the Isha Salat in congregation is like standing for half the night in worship, and whoever offers the Fajr and Isha Salat in congregation is like standing the entire night in worship. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most difficult Salat on the hypocrites is the Isha and Fajr Salat. Had they known the rewards that are in store for them, they would have attended to them even if it meant crawling on their knees. I had decided to order that the call be salat to made. The people stand up for it. And then I order a person to lead the people in salah while I go, together with some men carrying bundles of firewood, to those people who are not attending the salah in congregation, so that I may burn their houses to them. A person from An-Nakha, whose name is not given, narrates, I heard Abu Darda radiallahu anhu saying the following when death approached him. I am relating to you all a hadith which I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, worship Allah as though you see him. If you are unable to imagine this, then at least have this in your mind that he is watching you. Consider yourself to be from among the dead. Be mindful of the supplication of the oppressed, for it is certainly accepted. And whoever from amongst you is able to attend the Isha and Fajr Salat should do so, even if it means crawling on his knees. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever offers the Isha Salah in congregation has indeed taken his share of reward from the night of power and Laylatul Qadr. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever performs wudu, goes to the masjid, offers two rakats before the Fajr Salah, remains seated till he offers the Fajr Salah, then his salah for that day is recorded amongst the salah of the pious, and he is recorded amongst the delegation that is going to visit Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful. Samura ibn Jundub radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever offers the Fajr Salat in congregation is under the protection of Allah. Salman radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever leaves in the morning for the Fajr Salat leaves with the flag of Iman. And whoever leaves in the morning towards the marketplaces leaves with the flag of Shaitan. Abu Bakr ibn Sulaiman ibn Hathama narrates that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala found Sulaiman ibn Abi Hasama missing for the Fajr Salah. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala went towards the marketplace. Sulaiman al-Islam's house was between the masjid and the marketplace. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala passed by Ash-Shafa, the mother of Sulaiman. So he asked her, how is it that I not see Sulaiman for the Fajr Salah? She replied, he spent the night in Salah and sleep therefore overcame him. Umar radiallahu ta'ala replied, I prefer offering the Fajr Salah in congregation to spending the entire night in optional Salah in nafil. This highlights the importance of Salah in congregation, the Salah importance of Salah, Fajr and Isha. Today there are many people can make an excuse that I have been out of town for Zohar Salah, for Asr Salah, for Maghrib Salah, for Isha Salah. But there are very few who can make the excuse that I was out of my locality during the time of Fajr. Everybody sleeps in their own houses, majority of them, and besides those who are maybe traveling for some purpose whatsoever. Yet we find that our masjids do not bring forth the numbers that we see on the day of Jumu'ah. And yet we are in our localities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and the hidayah to be punctual on our salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his qurb. Ameen. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.